This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his illuminating message titled, The Intelligent Investor. Yesterday, he shared that to be a spiritual intelligent investor, you must understand that spiritual investments are permanent. Today, he speaks about picking the right stocks. Come along.
When we die, heaven itself is also waiting for us. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. Blessed are they who die in the Lord from henceforth, for their works follow them. So if you are a shepherd, you are a pastor, you are a singer, you are an usher, whatever you are in this church, count it a privilege. It's a spiritual investment. It's a privilege. Oh, it's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a spiritual investment. Key number five. When you are investing, you must pick the best stocks. That's only the best stocks. You know, in natural investment, there are companies they call blue chip companies. Blue chip companies are companies that do very well, and always they deliver a dividend. In fact, you cannot even get their shares to buy. They always make profit. Blue chip. In the spirit realm too, there are blue chips. There are investments and there are investments. They're also blue chip investments. Like what? You know, in the verses that I read, God himself picks a specific spiritual investment. God himself suggests it. I don't suggest it. He suggests it. Which one is that? Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. So this is God himself saying that, listen, when it comes to a man of God, it's a good investment if you bless him. Otherwise, you may think it's a waste of money. When my father bought that 6,000 pounds when I was about 10 years old, to me, it was a waste of money. But he understood what he was doing. The intelligent investor. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. Communicate means to share or to give. Let me tell you a story. The first time I saw T.D. Jakes was about 30 years ago. That was a long time. At that time, he was virtually unknown. But one day I was walking in town when I met a certain pastor, Pastor Ishan. And he asked me, I was about 20-something years old. He asked me, do you know T.D. Jakes? I said, no. He said, oh! So the way he said the oh, I felt very bad. I said, why is this guy saying? He said, you don't know T.D. Jakes? He said, and you call yourself a pastor? I said, oh. So suddenly I was intrigued. I said, ah, but who is this man? So I went to town and I knew a guy who used to, you know, those days were using VHS videos. So I knew a guy who used to sell Christian preaching videos. So I went to him and I said, listen, I'm told there's a guy called T.D. Jakes. Do you have any VHS video of the guy? He said, oh yeah, I've got his videos. And he gave me three videos. Number one, he called me son. Number two, after this, I want my stuff. And number three, lose that man and let him go. So I put in the VHS video. The first one was, he called me son. And I saw this fat guy singing, Lord, prepare me to be a son. When I saw his size, I said, this one, they call him man of God. Yeah, I don't think this guy is serious. He doesn't even fast. But that was the first thing that came to my mind. I said, this guy, I don't think he even fast. But then, you know, I remember what the pastor said. So it's okay, let me just watch. Let me just watch what's going to happen. Hey! When I watch the video, that's why you see, you shouldn't have a stereotype mind. It's very dangerous. When I watch the video, whoa, I was blown away. I said, what a powerful sermon. That was about 30 years ago. Then I was told that he was coming to Trade Fair Center. He was coming to preach. So I said, okay, I'm going to go. So I went. And people came, but not many people came. Well, it wasn't that well known. So he preached powerfully. Then after, he said he was going to take an offering. And he wanted us to give to the Lord. And he said something I'll never forget. He said, big money cannot be seen. He said, any money that can be seen is small money. He said, if you see people counting money, it means the money is small. He said, big money, it moves from computer to computer. You can't see $1 billion. He said, it just moved from one computer to the computer, and they will tell you that the money has come. He said, look at your neighbor and say, it's in the account. They will say, it's in the account. Hey. So he said, he wanted us to make a spiritual investment. And after, he will pray for us. But after the prayer, we will not see anything because the money is big. It will be wired to our accounts. When he finished saying that, he called a certain figure. When he called that figure, the stage was about this height. Archbishop Duncan Williams was sitting on the stage. He didn't use the stairs. He jumped. And that was when I sat up. I said, hey, what has this man seen that he has jumped from the stage down? I was not going to go, but the way he jumped, I said, there must be something in this thing. The next person to go was Reverend Eastwood. I remember. Then some other people went. Then I said, listen, I think I have to go because great men of God have seen something. I have not seen anything, but I believe what they are doing. I didn't see anything, but because they got up, I said, no, there must be something in this thing. So I got up and I went. I mean, a student, how much money did I have? I didn't have anything. But I was determined that I was going to make a spiritual investment in the man of God. So he came and he laid hands on us. He prayed for us. And I remember I said to myself, if I don't go, maybe I'll never see him again. And from that day to today, I have never seen him from here to even to pray for me. No, even from far, I've not seen him like that. But that day, he laid hands. We're about five. He said, it's in the account. 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 That night, when I went home, I dreamt. In the dream, at that time, I was believing God for a car. And my dream car was Suzuki Vitara, a small four-wheel drive, a white one. That was my dream car. But that night, I had a dream. In the dream, I was driving a Land Cruiser, a white Land Cruiser. When I woke up from my dream, I said, hey, I heard a man's voice. It's in the account. It's in the account. I said, it looks as if a Land Cruiser has landed in the account. Put your hands together for Jesus. Look at your neighbor, say, it's in the account. So, do you know what I did? I went straight to Gamut, where they sell the Land Cruisers. So I went inside and I asked the manager, how much is this car? He said, $100,000+. I almost collapsed. And I remember I asked him, so do people buy this car? He said, oh, it is finished. I said, what? Because I was about 24 or something years old, 25, something like that. And when I came out of the place, I was thinking, I said, hey, even $5,000 I don't have, why will I ever have 100,000+ to go and buy a new Land Cruiser? I said, oh, this one, no. Maybe when I'm on pension or something. I don't know how this thing is going to happen. But anyway, I just left. But through some strange circumstances, which I cannot explain to you, very strange, by the end of the year, I was the owner of a new Land Cruiser, and it was white. Put your hands together for it. And I was 20-something years old.
Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. It came to pass, literally. Then I remembered the prayer and the dream. I said, literally, it had come to pass. And from that time to recently, I've always had a Land Cruiser. It had become a positive curse. May God bless you with a positive curse. In Jesus' mighty name. Can I hear your amen? And I still think I'm still enjoying of that money from the account. You see, and I was following the scripture. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that the spiritually intelligent investor picks the best stocks that God himself has selected. Join us tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear prophet, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C about 8 years ago and went from doctor to lab test, and my symptoms grew worse. I asked you to pray for me, which you did, and after a prayer, I went to see a specialist who required a hepatitis test, and to the glory of God, it was negative. I thank God so much for healing me, and all my liver function tests are normal. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. But that's not the end. He said, 2 years before that, I tested positive for HIV, and I came to see you, and you prayed for me, and you cursed the virus. To the glory of God, I did a series of HIV tests after, and I became HIV negative. Then he said, after that, I was working in the hospital attending to an HIV patient when I pricked myself. I came to see you after that one too, and you prayed for me. And after I did all the tests, and I don't have HIV. I want to give God the glory. This one is serious.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading Airpar. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading Airpar app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they'll try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.